Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey. We have a couple of new teasers that Fortnite put out today on social media, so let's go ahead and take a look at those. The first one we're going to look at is a video that they put out on Twitter. A little slice of paradise, it says. If you're not watching on YouTube, this guy is pouring milk into a bowl of Llama O's cereal, and the milk turns into the chrome stuff that we saw in the teasers of the pictures before, and then it just kind of starts to consume everything. And then we have another one here. Let's see.
Hey y'all, Malibu Amy here, and I just got the best ever Of Course Organic Moisturizing Serum Supply Drop. Check this out.
Some primer on our hands, and then the same thing. It just starts to totally consume her. Pretty cool. Like these teasers. I love when Fortnite has done this in the past, and I love that they're doing it now. But yeah, these videos where they have, you know, live action, you know, it's not just the in-game stuff. And I know that there was, I saw somebody post something, they have something on a billboard in New York, one of those like 3D billboard things where it's like a factory of the Llama O cereal being put together. But yeah, I love, you know, the way Fortnite does their marketing in game, in the real world, it's all cool stuff, you know. So yeah, that's cool to see those couple of new teasers that we got for the next season. Again, just what, 3 days away from now? Holy moly, we're getting close. But there's not really any other news to talk about other than those teasers, so let's go ahead and take a look at some LTMs and see what we can play. Stuff like Super Flash, the Dragon Bee Goku, the Pink and Blue Fun Run, the Garden Dropper 3 Part 3, Sword Fight Arena, Baked Free For All, Dragon Ball stuff, the Trick Shot Death Run Got Aim updated, the K-Mansion Roleplay Map, the Box PvP, Escape Game Survival in Tox Tag, and a whole lot more to be discovered in the Discover tab. You know, like I said, we've covered the weekly quests, and we've gone through the list of that. I've been going through and doing the Vibin quests finally, because I hadn't been doing them throughout the season. You know, when I was taking time off right after my twins were born, I just really wasn't playing at all. So I've been catching up on those and getting a ton of those done, and now I'm level 150. I thought I might struggle to get to a level 100 this season just because I took so much time off from playing the game at all, but with all of the quests, and I still have, I don't even know, one, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, I still have 7 weekly quests that I haven't done. You know, and then I'm level 150 right now. And just, you know, just doing the daily stuff, the weekly stuff, getting some of the milestones done, all the extras and bonus stuff that they've had this season, it's really made it a breeze to level up. Yeah, if you haven't done any of this stuff, and you're far behind, just start doing that stuff and you're gonna level up fast. And if you have done like all of the weekly quests and been doing your daily quests, I'm sure you're like way ahead of me, because like I said, I hardly played this season at all and I'm level 150. It's just not been hard to level up at all this season, which I greatly appreciate. Let's see here, especially since they had Darth Vader in the Battle Pass this season, I really wanted to make sure I got that, so I'm glad it wasn't hard to get there, you know. Let's see here. I know they got this Fortnite Graveyard Drift quest pack that they're advertising. So let's just take a quick look at it again so we can see what all is in here. It's got the Driftwalker outfit, Broken Fractal Wings back bling, Corrupted Rift Edges Harvesting Tool, Corrupted Tendrils Glider, and a chance to unlock V-Bucks with this as well. It's $15.99 USD. It looks like 2,000 V-Bucks that you can unlock while doing the quest with this bundle. So check that out. Gets you a little early sneak peek, or get, you know, early festivities for Halloween coming eventually. The WooWare stuff is still here. All those summer favorites still in here. Rainbow Royale still here. Chica. We got the Matrix stuff, which has the White Wrap-Up bundle with the Neo's Bullet Time emote, Trinity's Kick emote, Ones and Zeros wrap, all for 1,100. I already own the bundle, so there's a discount as well if you get this bundle. I don't know what the discount is anymore. The Neo's Bullet Time emote is 300, the Trinity's Kick emote is 300, and the Ones and Zeros wrap is 500. Phantasm Level Up pack still here, the Dreamer outfit for 1,200, the Shogun outfit with the Bladed Wings backlink for 2,000, the Scorpion outfit for 800, the Rage Quit emote for 200, the Frolic emote for 500, the Flippin' Sexy emote for 500, Steam emote for 200, we got the Toy Trooper outfit for 800, the Plastic Patroller outfit for 800, the Toy Soldiers wraps, which has the green, gray, and red toy plastic wraps, all for 400. You got the Loach bundle, which has the Battlehound outfit, Crest Cape back bling, Highland Warrior outfit, Buckler back bling, Silver Fang harvesting tool, and Storm Sigil glider, all for 2,600, which is 2,200 off the total. The Battlehound outfit with the Crest Cape back bling is 2,000. The Highland Warrior with the Buckler back bling is 1,500. The Silver Fang harvesting tool is 800. The Storm Sigil glider is 500. Let's see here. We also have the Toon Meowsles bundle, which has the Toon Meowsles outfit, Tunican backblink, 10-ton Toon Bells harvesting tool, drop-in music, the Fantastic Cat loading screen, and the Squash Stretch emote. Everything in total is 2,400. You'll get a discount for this one as well for the bundle. Again, this is another bundle that I already own, so I don't remember what the percentage off you get is total. They don't show me since I already own it. The Toon Meowsles outfit with the Tuna Can back bling and the Squash and Stretch emote itself is 1,400. The 10-ton Toon Bells harvesting tool is 800. The drop-in music is 200. We have the Big Chuggis outfit with the Chuggis back bling for 1,500. The Double Tap harvesting tool for 1,200. The Slurp Wrap for 300. And that looks like everything today. You can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop, and some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. That is going to be the episode for today. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts, leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.